Welcome to Days at Dogwood Canyon, a nature podcast brought to you by Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center in Cedar Hill, Texas. This is a podcast that will take you into our 200-acre wildlife preserve in the heart of the DFW Metroplex. Take a quick weekly break with us and get outside with the fresh air, the trees, and of course, the birds. My name is Kirsten, and I'm Center Coordinator Community Programs here at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center. Welcome, listeners, to our Days at Dogwood Canyon podcast. This is a 10-minute podcast about nature, birds, plants, and us. We'll talk about how we all rely on each other to live our best lives. Some of you may be wondering, what can we really learn from birds? Why is there a whole organization based on supporting habitat just for birds? Well, let me tell you about a project our National Audubon team is involved in that just might answer these questions. There is an amazing bird that lives along the coast of the United States called the roseate spoonbill. I love saying that name. Roseate spoonbill. It sounds so regal. The roseate spoonbill, Platalia ajaja. Come on now, say that with me. Platalia ajaja. Every name this bird has is so much fun to say. Anyways, this bird is hard to miss. They're about 3 feet tall as adults, with long pink legs, bright pink feathers on their wings, belly, and back. They have a white upper back, throat, and neck, a bald gray head, and a long gray bill that looks like a spoon. See where they get their name from? During breeding season, the males will have a blindingly bright pink-red stripe on their wings. This bird is a vision in pink. These birds are habitat-specific when it comes to their nesting grounds. The Florida Everglades is a prime spot for these birds. It has everything they need to nest and raise their chicks successfully. One of the key ingredients to this bird's success is freshwater fish. Now, the Everglades are not completely freshwater. It does merge with the salt water of the ocean in many places. But the brackish water that is low in salinity can also host the freshwater fish that spoonbills need. Roseate spoonbills prospered in the Florida Everglades for many, many years. They were a bright splash of color in this dense green ecosystem. But about 20 years ago, that began to change. Jerry Lawrence, director of Audubon Florida's Everglades Science Center, started studying spoonbills in Florida Bay, the southernmost tip of the Everglades, in 1989. And at that time, the population was stable, ranging from 500 to 900 nests yearly. Around 2005, he noticed species that had been there for years were becoming scarce, and this included the roseate spoonbill. In 2021, nests declined to 157, with only 34 of those nests fledging young. Why was this happening when the overall population of spoonbills in Florida was robust? Well, Jerry had an idea. Sea levels have been steadily rising in the Florida Bay, and that impacts the level of water in the Everglades, as well as the salinity level in the water. So roseate spoonbills need shallow water that supports the small freshwater fish that their bills are adapted to eat. If the water is too deep, the spoonbills are unable to wade into it where the fish they prefer are found. So once again, climate change has reared its ugly head. But thankfully, the roseate spoonbills are doing just fine. These pink birds have shifted their nesting grounds. In Florida, they're now found in more northern regions where the warmer temperatures have encouraged mangroves to grow. So climate change is taking habitat away from these birds, but in a twist, it's also giving them new habitat. This is not a trend that we see very often. States such as Georgia, Arkansas, and South Carolina have all seen successful colonies of roseate spoonbills, where before, these birds never even attempted to nest there. So they are adapting to the new environment that climate change is creating for them. Birders in the northern United States are getting some pretty exotic sightings as well. Roseate spoonbills have been spotted as far north as Minnesota, Maine, and Quebec. Shoo, that is way out of their typical range. The sight of a 3-foot-tall pink bird where you've never seen one before is definitely exciting. Since this isn't your typical sad conservation story about how climate change is leading to the extinction of another bird species, what exactly are these spoonbills telling us? The shift in their nesting habits is an early warning of the problems that Florida residents, both human and non-human, will be facing as ocean levels continue to rise. In less than 20 years, this species has left its historical U.S. territory. That's very quick. This shift is an indicator of what's to come. Thanks to the work of the scientists of Audubon Florida's Everglades Science Center, we have the data to help us understand these changes. And this, listeners, is what birds can teach us if we listen.